This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we've begun a new year, so it's time for our first almanac of 2026. January gets its name from the Roman god Janus, known as the protector of gates and doorways. He symbolises beginnings and endings and has two faces, one looking into the past and the other with the ability to see into the future. Before the 1700s, New Year's Day actually fell in March, but the Gregorian calendar standardised January 1st as the start of the year. Alongside fireworks and a potential New Year's kiss, how do people bring in the year around the world? Well, in Denmark, you might smash plates for good luck in the months to come. In Brazil, you might eat lentils at New Year, as these represent money and are meant to bring good fortune. And in South America, some walk around carrying empty suitcases, as they believe it will bring good luck. But there's more than just the New Year to celebrate in January. The 5th is Twelfth Night. This is an English folk custom that marks the Celtic tradition of 12 days of Christmas. In the past, people would get together on this day and toast each other from the wassail bowl. This name comes from the Anglo-Saxon phrase wassail, which means be well or be in good health. And this bowl was traditionally filled with a hot mulled punch made of cider, ale, spices and honey. January the 29th is the Chinese Lunar New Year. This begins the first new moon after the winter solstice and is associated with the Chinese zodiac. 2026 is the year of the fire horse. Combining the animal horse and the element fire, it's a year of passion, courage, and big, fearless decisions. The January full moon is called a wolf moon because wolves were likely to be heard howling at this time. And while there aren't many seasonal fruits you can enjoy this month, there are some hardy vegetables from the brassica family, like cabbages, cauliflowers and more, which are pretty hardy and can survive a frost. Aside from seasonal food, what else can you spot in nature? Well, the great spotted woodpecker will be drumming on the bark of trees. Both males and females drum to communicate with each other and mark out their territories. They like hard, dead trees, as these ring with a sound that carries furthest, but may even drum on telegraph poles or drain pipes. Listen out for their drumming like this. Robins are a signal of winter, and while they may look very cute, they're fiercely territorial, and their song is actually warning other robins away. Redwings will arrive as well. They're a type of thrush that flock to the UK in winter from Iceland, Russia, and Scandinavia. They come in search of berries to eat and seek shelter in our relatively milder climate. They can be mistaken for song thrushes or missile thrushes, and will frequently form flocks with other thrushes as they roam through the countryside looking for food. But they can be distinguished for the orangey-red tinge under their wings, which is where they get their name. This red colouring is visible both when the birds fly and when they perch. Listen out for their song like this. Our third red animal is the red squirrel. They're the UK's native squirrel and were once found almost anywhere in the UK. They have a distinctive reddish-brown coat and pale underside, a characteristically bushy tail and large ear tufts. Today, they're found mainly in Scotland and Ireland, with a few in parts of England and Wales. January is a good time to spot them as it's mating season and they'll be chasing each other through the trees. Learn more about the nature you can enjoy this month on the RSPB website, www.rspb.org.uk. For now, have a beautiful January and I'll be back in February for another almanac.